KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, May 6th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Couple of stunners last night to Game 1s in the NBA Finals. It was the Denver Nuggets with a 121-119 come-from-behind victory at Oklahoma City last night. Denver's Nikola Jokic had 42 points and 22 rebounds, while Aaron Gordon, he would hit the game-winning three-pointer with just under 3 seconds to go. Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists as the Thunder led for much of that game last night. They not played, though, for more than a week after sweeping Memphis in the first round. So Denver takes a 1-0 series lead. Also last night, the New York Knicks stunned the Boston Celtics 108-105 in overtime after Boston blew a 20-point lead. Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby each scored 29 points in that win for New York. The Knicks had lost all four games against Boston during the regular season. Boston's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown had 23 points. The Celtics missed an NBA playoff record 45 three-pointers last night. They were 15 of 60 shooting threes. The Knicks with a 1-0 series lead. Minnesota Timberwolves at home tonight. They've got the home court advantage despite being the sixth seed as they take on the number 7 seed Golden State Warriors. Game 1 of that semifinal series is tonight at 8:30 on TNT. The Indiana Pacers at the Cleveland Cavaliers for a Game 2. That's at 6 p.m. tonight, also on TNT. Indiana leads that series 1-0. Also yesterday, Cleveland head coach Kenny Atkinson was named the NBA Coach of the Year, leading the Cavaliers to a 15-0 start to the season, the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. Cleveland had 3 different winning streaks this season of at least 12 games. Just 1 Stanley Cup playoff game last night. Toronto defeated Florida 5-4. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they lead that second round series 1-0. A pair of game 1s on the ice tonight, both on ESPN, as Washington hosts Carolina at 6 o'clock, followed by Vegas and Edmonton at 8:30. The Baltimore Ravens announced yesterday they've decided to release their longtime kicker Justin Tucker, months after reports surfaced that Tucker is being accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by multiple massage therapists. Tucker's 35 years old. He's a 5-time All-Pro, considered one of the best kickers in NFL history. Spent his entire 13-year career with Baltimore, even though he did struggle in 2024. Also, Cleveland linebacker Devin Bush charged with harassment and misdemeanor simple assault over the weekend after Bush allegedly chased a woman through his house in suburban Pittsburgh and smashed her cell phone. Officers say they responded to a 911 call on Sunday from the home where a woman, only identified as Bush's girlfriend, alleged that he assaulted her, took her car keys, broke the phone to prevent her from calling for help. Bush is a former first-round pick who spent 4 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 1 in Seattle, before signing with Cleveland last year. For more sports, check out our websites, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.